following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy 1 dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome a fine Monday to you out there from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. We've got a state championship pack show for you. Congratulations. Congratulations. I know on the national scene, you got the NBA All-Star Game. You got the Daytona 500 winner, Trevor Bayne, that no one's ever heard of before yesterday. You got some things going on out there. You got a huge Nebraska basketball win. You've got a lot of things going on out there. But congratulations to the state champions. We talked about it on Wednesday. We talked about it on Thursday. We talked about it on Friday, how if all the stars aligned, we could have 4 state champions from right here in our backyard and a state runner-up in Kearney. Congratulations to all the participants that brought home medals. You know what? Congratulations to all the participants, whether you brought home a medal or not, but congratulations to our state champions, Wood River, Amherst, Central City, and Central City for knocking off and ending that long streak, Scuthead, and to Mike Shadwingle at Grand Island High.
We'll talk to all the coaches coming up on the show today. We'll work our way from D to A. Tyler Herman's going to be coming up here in about 6 or 7 minutes on the show, and we'll talk with all of the coaches from those state champions. There's also some side stories for the individuals. Hunter Bamford of Kearney and Andrew Reedy of Grand Island have won all of their state tournament matches. That means they're eligible, still alive for that elusive, that very highly coveted 4-time state champion role. And so we'll see if they can do that next year for Reedy and if Bamford can continue to make it go. Austin Wilson never challenged at state, and he won his 3rd straight state championship, 180 career wins, 144 of those in a row. Other state champions from the area, Grand Island's Trey Trujillo, along with Carlos Rodriguez Bueno, Michael Bolin, and also in Class B, Christian Berry of Adams Central, Jacob Anderson of Central City, Bryce Lewis of Minden, Garrett Johns of Aurora. In C, unbeaten seasons for Christian Nielsen and Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River, Toby Thompson from Loomis Bertrand.
Yeah, congratulations.
From Loomis.
Pastor Thompson's son.
I had to double check because I was sure he couldn't be from your hometown.
Hey, he really, really... He pushed the action in that match. Got to watch most of the matches. I actually went back and watched a couple of the matches that I missed. But a great, it was area wrestlers pretty much start to finish involved in these matches.
How about Chad Hartman of Gibbon rolling through the state meet Wonder if he'd like a shot at Mike Schaaf. Schaaf is just a machine.
No.
Schaaf wins another one. Bryce Dibbern and Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst, also state champions. So congratulations to all of those young men. Also, can't overlook what else is going on in the world of sports. A big weekend, obviously, for Nebraska, Tony. I mean, another big, big win for Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking the women's bowling team. They won a third event of the year. Perfect, perfect, ladies. Morgan State Invitational, you brought home the championship. 11-1 record over the course of this tournament, followed by Maryland, Eastern Shore, and Vanderbilt. Oh, yeah, the three Huskers were named to the 10-person all-tournament team. Jasmine Lagerman leading the way. She compiled a tournament high average of 229. Christy Mickelson, Phil's niece, 197, and Danielle Vandermeer, 196, took 8th and 10th on the all-tournament team, respectively. Congratulations, Coach Straub and your Lady Bowlers. It's a short turnaround for that next tournament, the Holiday Classic in Bessemer, Alabama.
Now, obviously, that's not what we're talking about. Obviously, we're talking about the Nebraska baseball team winning 3 in a row to get to 3-1 on the season after the embarrassing loss to Texas State. Cash Kulkowski had a grand slam home run over the weekend, but they beat Air Force, they beat Washington, they beat Missouri State. So they're 3-1, and they head back down to Texas for a couple of doubleheaders against a couple of lesser opponents as well coming up this next weekend. Four more games.
No, really, we're talking about the softball team.
Oh!
Continue to impress. Continue to impress. Are they now 9-1?
10-1.
10-1.
NCAA record yesterday by the new members of this Nebraska softball team. Home runs in 6 consecutive games. That is an NCAA record for freshman Taylor Edwards. Got a dinger in the 7th inning yesterday to extend the streak.
Is that the Elkhorn? That's our Elkhorn friends making a part, making the softball team go. Congratulations. And now moving up in the top 25, I'm sure of that. Actually, folks, we're talking about Nebraska's biggest basketball win in 27 years, all the way back to 1994. 27 years. What a win. Congratulations, everybody involved. And you know what? To come back 11 points in 34 seconds and almost the car wreck that people couldn't turn away from, they find a way to get it done. Congratulations, guys.
Car wreck. Knockout,
Texas.
There was a lot of them yesterday.
Yes,
I heard that the Super Bowl of auto racing was yesterday. Apparently, the Great American Race was yesterday. And it was won by a 20-year-old. Or may I say, someone that was 19 years, 366 days old.
That it was. Trevor Bayne, a household name now.
Yeah, okay. You can go to Disney, you can be on Letterman, you get your fame today. Maybe the next big name in the sport. Also, Daddy, Bassmaster Classic this weekend. I figured you would have some kind of insight on that.
KVD dominates again. Aaron Martin takes second. It was one of those deals. Kevin Van Dam, he's the best fisherman in the world today on that circuit, period. He's a different breed. Nobody can seem to get close to the guy. 28 pounds, 5 bass bag limit yesterday. Unbelievable. 11 pounds, he wins the Bassmaster Classic by.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's a ton.
All right. But the Nebraska basketball team now is at home against Kansas State and goes to Iowa State. Kansas State knocked their doors off the last time that it looked like Nebraska might be in position to do something, but Nebraska now has won 3 in a row, and this becomes obviously a very important game coming up on Wednesday night.
Yeah, basically it's set up. They got to win 3 out of the next 4. 3 out of the next 4, there's a lot of talk about you dancing. You've got a perfect opportunity with the teams that are on the schedule. You got to take care of Iowa State and Colorado. And the way you're playing right now, very, very winnable ball games. And you got to take care of the home court on Wednesday night, and that's Kansas State. Missouri plays awful good basketball. Should you be able to slay them, that would be an awesome, awesome deal. But 3 out of 4 gets you to 9-7. Many people think 6 Big 12 teams will be in. That would put Nebraska in the tournament. And getting a little bit of national love, or a lot of national love. All 4 number one teams go down since, I believe they said, the 03-04 season. And how these teams, Kansas goes down to Kansas State, St. Joe's on the last second knocks off Pittsburgh. Yesterday, Purdue, who's a pretty good team in their own right, takes care of business at home, and then Nebraska somehow finds a way. I ran into our buddy Russ on Saturday morning at Walmart, and I said, what's the number on that Nebraska game? Because I had no idea what the spread was. He said, 6. And I said, 6? I said, I just couldn't believe that. You know, we're down by 7 at the half, and I thought, here we go. They just really dominated. Couldn't have played much better basketball that second half and found a way down the stretch. They couldn't have played much worse for that 38 seconds. So
shot 55% of the ball game, for the second half, 47% for the ball game, and went on to the 70-67 victory. I guess that brings us to Joe Lunardi. He has Nebraska about 7 spots out of the tournament right now. He has the teams that are in, then he shows his last 4 in, and then he always has the next 4 out, or the first 4 out, and then the next 4 out. Nebraska is the last team on that next 4 out. So that means there's 7 teams or 8 teams really ahead of them still. And, of course, this all changes because if Nebraska can continue to win, some of these teams obviously will lose, and that will move Nebraska up. But I still think it is a huge climb here, a huge, huge climb. Nebraska, do they have to win 3 of their next 4 plus 1 tournament game? 2 of their next 4, 2 tournament games. And depending on what they do here, Tony, it's interesting. They could get all the way up to that 4 slot if they would get enough wins here in their final 4 games, which would give them a first-round bye in the tournament. I almost think from Nebraska's perspective,
that would surely lock it, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't know, because if you go in as the 4 seed, say Nebraska goes 3-1 down the stretch. I don't know if 3-1 or 2-2. I suppose you'd have to go at least 3-1. So that gets you to 9-7 in the conference.
Right.
You get a bye. You lose the first round. You lose that quarterfinal game to the 5 seed. I don't think that would do it. I think if you're 3-1 and the 5th seed and you beat the 12 seed and then you go in and you beat the 4 seed, you're in, which, I mean, that's just weird. That 4-5 game seems like it would be a lot different if Nebraska was the 5 as opposed to the 4.
I think that you've climbed up that high.
Let me be honest here. Let me just be honest. They're not going to be either, okay? I'm not throwing Debbie Downer on your parade. I'm just saying this is still a basketball team that is not a top 25 team in the country. And to finish in the top 4 in the conference, you think that they're a top 25 team in the country. Is that fair?
I can say that, but I also think they're one of the top 68 teams in the country and deserve to be in the tournament right now.
Okay, a lot different. But we'll talk more about that. Love to hear what you have to say about anything that went on over the weekend at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But dragging himself into the Amherst High School today after a big state championship, 2nd in a row, battling the illness, battling the flu. He is on top of the world again with his young men. Amherst coach Tyler Herman joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Doug?
Well, it's great to have you back on the program. We were so glad to see you and get better and see the kids get better as this tournament progressed. And I guess that really was the story of the weekend. It was a week where you went in with some sick kids and did not perform well in the opening round on Thursday. Didn't perform terrible. I mean, let's face it, you had the lead, but maybe a couple kids didn't advance like you had hoped, and they continued to battle and get some points so that you guys could win the title.
Yeah, the kids really showed a lot of gut this weekend. You know, that first round was really brutal to us. We had 3 district champions that went down that first round. The kids really showed a lot of heart and a lot of guts. We came back and won 5 of 6 in the quarterfinals, and that was big. That kind of lifted the kids' spirits a little bit. And then it kind of seemed like each round of the tournament we started getting a little bit better and better. And Friday night, I tell you what, we wrestled lights out Friday night, and we needed to because Pender had a great round, and we needed to do everything we could just to keep up with them or just to match them. And like I said, it's hard to tell. You know, when you have a tough round like we did in that first round Thursday, it's hard to tell how a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid is going to react to that, you know, how they're going to respond to that adversity. But our kids showed a lot of heart, a lot of guts, a lot of courage, and came back fighting. And those kids that came back in the consolation rounds really helped us out and gave us those needed team points.
Tyler, you were really, after when I saw you on Friday afternoon, I don't know if mad or disappointed was the word, but you were so intense and having to rebound and get those kids going again. I think intense would be the word. How long were you like that for?
I was probably like that until about Saturday before the finals. I think before the finals round, I finally relaxed a little bit. But it's just so nerve-wracking because, you know, that Friday night round is probably the most nerve-wracking of all. Because as you guys know, you guys have been covering high school or state wrestling tournament for a long time now. You score a ton of points in those semifinal rounds. And I knew we needed to get at least 3 to 4 guys into the finals. And getting 4 was big because Penner got 4 themselves. And it seemed like Penner could do no wrong. I tell you what, my hat's off to Coach Oliver and those guys because they did a tremendous job. And they were just winning matches left and right, matches I didn't think they'd win, and they were winning them. But you know, Friday night, I was just, maybe all day Friday, I was intense because I knew that Friday night semifinal round was going to be huge. And if we were going to win this tournament, punching guys through to the finals is going to be what got us there.
Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach at state champion Amherst for the second year in a row. 2 individual champions. Coach Bryce Dibbern got to do it again. And Tanner Tobenheim, you know, he was climbing the ladder his whole career. Talk about the difference, that the different paths that these two guys took to get to the top of the medal stand.
Tanner's path was a pretty tough one, actually. You know, he's wrestled a lot of good competition all year, wrestled a lot of ranked individuals in different classes, and kind of had a scary match in the semifinals, actually wrestling Jared Simonson from Mullen, a kid who we'd pinned earlier in the year. The kid's a defending state runner-up, but we were down 5-2 going into the third period in the semis, and I was awful nervous, and I for sure wasn't taking bottom because that kid's tough on top. And Tanner did a good job of getting a takedown, cut him, and another takedown to his back for the pin. Whereas Bryce's route was a little bit easier just because of how much he dominated. Bryce is so good when he gets that first takedown, and he's tougher and nailed on top and just starts turning guys like crazy. You know, Bryce's match in the finals had me a little bit nervous for a while, wrestling Traven Claflin, the kid he's beaten twice before, but in pretty good matches. And Dibbern just came out with that first period takedown to his back and never looked back from there.
Tyler, we can break down everybody's performance down there, but you guys got it started with the youngster in Brian Weegis. How did you think he handled the state tournament atmosphere from the time he got there until the time it was over?
I'll tell you what, Brian did an outstanding job. I don't think the kid ever gets nervous. He's always just pumped and jacked for his matches. I tell you what, that kid has come a long way, a long way. If you could have seen him wrestle in junior high last year, and then compare that to even how he wrestled the first meet this year and then to the state tournament, he is head and shoulders above what he was when he started out. Even this year, there was guys that were beating him early in the year before Christmas that he was turning around and beating after Christmas. Jesse Lambert from Cedar Valley is a great example there. He pinned us at the Ravenna tournament beginning of the year. We wrestled him the third weekend in January at Neely, get beat 2-1, wrestled him again in the state semifinals, down 4-0, come back, battle back, and end up winning 8-6. And I tell you what, that kid, he's got a motor on him. I don't care what the score is. I don't care if we're down 6-7 points. I know he's going to come back. He's a dangerous wrestler. He's got a great shot. He can put kids to their back off it, and he's a tough rider. And there's never any quitting in Brian at all, never any quit. And there was no point in that semifinal match where I thought he was out of it. And those are big points. For a freshman to come in and make the state finals for us, that was huge. And not only a freshman, but he's you know, weighs 100 pounds soaking wet. I mean, he's not even a full 103-pounder. He's a light 3-pounder. So he had an outstanding season. I was just incredibly happy with his performance, and I know he's proud of himself as well.
Tyler, before we let you go, how many of these kids are going to be gone for next year's team for the fans out there, and what's 2011/12 look like?
Oh, we lose a handful of seniors. Obviously, the state champion, Bryce Dibbern's gone. Logan Lawfolds, who got 5th, is gone. And then Jordan Shields, obviously, he was a little under the weather this weekend with a state medalist last year. He is gone. So we lose a few good kids, but we also have quite a few medalists and qualifiers back. Looking at some 8th graders we have coming up, Bryce Dibbern has triplet brothers.
And, Let's keep them around.
Yep, in 8th grade, and they'll be fresh for next year. They weigh in the 120s, 130s, 140s, so they're split far enough apart. They'll all be in different weight classes, And we got a few other good kids, you know, in junior high coming up as well. So I think we're going to, I don't think it's going to be a rebuilding year by any means. I think it's going to be a reloading year, and we're looking forward to those kids we got coming up as well as the kids that were already in high school coming back next year.
So last question, as I look at Pender, Howells, Amherst, and some of these kids that were in the finals, Howells, three of their finalists are non-seniors. Pender's got a couple of kids that are coming back. Who's preseason number one next year?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I was doing ratings, I would put Pender preseason number one. They're just freshman and sophomore heavy. A lot of their kids that were meddling down there for them this last weekend are freshmen and sophomores. They got a lot in the cupboards. I don't know what they got coming up in eighth grade, but if you ask me, they're definitely preseason number one next year. I don't know how you could put anybody else in that top spot. I talked to Coach Oliver a little bit towards the end of the tournament and told him target's already on his back for next year. So, and I think he knows that. And I tell you what, and I was surprised. I knew they had a good team this year. I was thinking they'd finish maybe third. I didn't think they'd probably be in second, but they had a great state tournament. I talked to Dean Boyer, head coach at Plainview, and you know he told me, he said, that's the best he's seen Pender wrestle all year. And, you know, I think I'd have to agree with them. They were on. They were on their game, that's for sure, and they'll be the ones to beat next year.
For fans out there that hear Coach Oliver, that's Denny Oliver. He was an All-American at Kearney back in the day, and now the Pender Pendragon head wrestling coach. Tyler, we appreciate the time today. Congratulations. Tell all the kids big thumbs up and way to go.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate your coverage of high school wrestling.
You bet, buddy. Take care. Tyler Herman, back-to-back state champions. It seems now a long time ago that they kept getting runner-up. Runner-up. I mean, they've got a lot of trophies in the last decade, and now they are on top. So they just keep taking home trophies under Coach Herman over there at Amherst. I know they want to keep him. I know he's a great talent as a head coach as well, him and Coach Klingel over there. So we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More of the coaches coming up. Darren Garfield, Darren Waddington, Mike Shadwinkle. Don't forget Sean Callahan. I spoke with him this morning. He's already making the tour through. He's headed to McCook today. He's talking to some kids for Huskers Illustrated and looking at the class of 2012. Not already, because they do that, but talking to a lot of kids. He's going to be taking a look at a lot of kids in the listening area over the next week, and he's also going to be talking to folks here of the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow night at Bullseyes in Hastings, Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney, Thursday at Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island. He brings out the recruiting video of the last year, shows you all the kids that signed with Nebraska via scholarship and walk-on, talks about the coaching changes, previews spring practice, and he answers all of your questions. Folks, this is for you. Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, 6 to 8 each night. Now, for Grand Island, they sold out last year, so they ask that you call for reservations ahead of time and don't wait, because folks are out to see Sean Callahan. Bullseyes tomorrow night, though, gets the week underway, and Sean will join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Darren Waddington of Wood River will join us when we come back.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
If you wait till the last minute to buy Valentine's Day flowers, you're going to pay a lot more at the local florist. But with Pro Flowers, you get 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase, only $19.99. Only radio listeners can get this exclusive upgrade. Add chocolate to teddy bear and a lavender bath kit, just $10 more. Guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention ESPN Radio. Or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in ESPN Radio. Offer expires Friday.
There's two outs. They'll send the runner. Hit it to me. Hit it to me.
Here we go. Come on, babe. Air ball!
Play it off the wall.
All right, let's go. Cut three! Cut three!
He's going!
Dick for home!
Tommy, block the plate! Down, down! Throw it block low. The plate!
Show me the ball! The runner is...
Make the call for the best brands in baseball. Shop Dick's Sporting Goods. Every season starts at Dick's.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see some sun along with some developing clouds across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the mid-20s. Northwest winds will stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become mostly clear with a low near 12. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 18.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You want to grow up to be big and strong, even if you're not an athlete, but you just want to look good, or you have been an athlete and you're going, what in the world happened to me? Well, folks, that's why we've got Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island to help you out. Let's get you on the CTS 360 program. And folks, here's the deal. We talk to the great folks there all the time. Many trained specialists, professionals. These aren't just guys that walk in off the street and say, hey, you want to buy a bottle of 100 pills? They'll make you stronger, dude. No, that's not the way it works. That is not the way it works. They have all the background, all the knowledge. They've done all the studies. They're going to pass the information along to you. You ultimately, obviously, get to make the decision, but you may not know what's right for you or what will work for your body mass, guy, gal, younger, older. They have products that are going to help you out at Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island, located just north of Goodman's and Grand Gordman's, just north of Gordman's and Grand Island off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on North 2nd Avenue on top of the hill. The CTS 360 is the complete toning system, which consultants can interchange three levels of weight loss supplements and work with their customers to create a personalized, healthy solution. They've also got complementary products that go along with it. The smoothie, the V-Core, Complete Man or Complete Woman, the Herbal Cleanse. They have got so much more. It boosts your metabolism, accelerates your weight loss if you need that, control appetite and cravings, and tone that stubborn fat. Tone you up, get you feeling better at Complete Nutrition. Go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information. Today, we continue on the Doug and Daddy Show with more of the state championship wrestling coaches. I just have to say, this whole thing is cool. I mean, obviously, it hasn't happened since this show's been going on because Omaha Scuts won 13 consecutive state titles. That's the story. But all four from the listening area, and up next, the second team title in school history. But a lot of these wrestlers, dads, uncles, and maybe even before that would have been familiar with the first state championship. And Darren Waddington of the Wood River Eagles joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, congratulations, and how's everybody feeling on this Monday? Has it all sunk in?
Well, heck yeah, it sunk in. We're high on life, man.
It seems like the first time you get to go through it and you're there at Omaha or back in the day in Lincoln, there still seems to be a little bit of a shock factor until they actually hand you that trophy. Talk about the moment that the Eagles received the trophy on Saturday night.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. I spent most of my emotion before that. It was very gratifying when they handed it, almost surreal. My first one, of course. I lost a lot of my emotion Saturday morning in the wrestle back round because, you know, my assistant coaches are both number crunchers. And I'm kind of they always call me Debbie Downer, and I say I'm more a Ronnie Realist, but, you know. They kept telling me it's over, it's over, it's over, and I said, no, it's never over. We got to wrestle to the end, you know, and they kept telling me what the scores were. And when Jordan, our 19-pounder, won one of his big matches, one of them put his hand on my shoulder and said, it's over, we got it. And I said, I don't believe you. Your numbers can't be right, you know. And 2 minutes later, then they announced the Class C team scores overhead, and it was exactly what they told me it was. And I shed quite a few tears because I realized they were right, it was real. You know, so by the time we actually got around to getting that trophy, I was just trying to soak it all in and enjoy it, and I'm just happy for the kids and the parents and the community.
Darren, you guys go 5-4 in that first round, but in the quarterfinals, you go 5-5. That had to be a pretty fiery time down there in Omaha.
Yeah, it was. I honestly thought we would do that. You know, first round I was a little bit disappointed. I thought there's some other matches we should have won, but you know, we didn't do that. But luckily in that quarterfinal round we just had to rely on our horses that we've relied on all year long. Those guys are rock solid, and I set those kids down. I said, you know what, guys, all year long when it comes to the semifinals and the finals, we have rolled as a team. And I said, I expect you to do it now. And that's what they did. And so that it kept us in position. You know, Sergeant Burwell was out there. We were chasing them and Madison and Syracuse. And we had to. I mean, that was do or die at that point in time. And they got it done for us.
Darren Waddington, head wrestling coach of state champion Wood River, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, your team maybe more than any of the other three that won the state title, and we can say the same for Amherst and Central City, but there was a team concept here, yet your individuals wanted to do well. You had three unbeaten kids going down there that were trying to cap off a great season, and they had five medalists that were first, second, or third. But tell us about those two state champions, because they weren't all walkovers. There were some moments where you were behind and maybe behind significantly. Heck, there was an 18-14 match in the quarters.
Yeah. Well, I guess Nielsen, you know, he hadn't been scored on all year. And, well, I take that back. He'd been scored on once. He hadn't been taken down all year. And then I heard somebody ask him, what's the deal here at state tournament? You just decide to let everybody take you down and get you fired up or what? And in those matches, it's kind of funny because I told him every one of them, I had scouted those kids and I knew what they were going to shoot and what side they were going to shoot it on. And his partner, Jordan Westcote, shoots just the opposite side. And so, you know, and nobody had shot it on him. They found his weakness. And the good thing about Christian is he's a warrior. He wrestles so many matches. You're not going to rattle him. You know, I don't care what the score is. You're not going to rattle him. He's going to wrestle till the third period whistle. So you give him a break or you give him an angle, he'll take advantage of it. And that's what he did. And just, you know, he told me. I asked him after the match. I said, you get nervous? He said, no, I'm just waiting for my opportunity. So, you know, McTavish is always exciting. You never know what he's going to do. And Lambrick, he was just as rock solid as I've seen him ever in his career. He was locked in and ready to go. But, yeah, Christian Jensen, there was definitely some emotional ups and downs there for me. And according to them, they were never nervous, but I don't know, I was.
Coach, I approached you with this question after you guys had locked it up and after Jack's match. But, again, just for the folks that are out there listening today, I've had more than a couple of coaches talk about how they admire Wood River State Championship this year because it was built from the ground up, and I'm guessing that had part of the emotions to do with you. I mean, this was a 10-year building process for you. Talk about all the schools that are out there that are trying to build a program. It has to start with little kids. Without being psychotic, it still has to be fun, and it still has to be a way to get these kids good, because you can't just walk into the wrestling room as a freshman and expect to be a state champion.
Yeah, you know, it does. It starts when they're young, but in reality, it starts at home too. This group of kids I have right now, number one, they're phenomenal kids. I love these kids to death. It doesn't matter what I've ever asked them to do, they'll either do it or they'll kill themselves trying to do it. I've told them since they were little, this is a wrestling family, and their parents, it started with them. They did a great job raising them, and you know, it's not all been fun and games and roses. I've had some of these very same kids' parents come to me at different times in their careers and beside themselves when, you know, this kid or that kid wasn't going down the right path, and so they turned them over to me and Coach Garfield, and I guess, you know, together we were able to get them going in the right direction. But I do remember when these kids were in second grade when I come here, and I saw the talent they had, and I remember setting them down as a group, actually, and saying, if you guys stick together and you continue to get better and you continue to work and put in the time, you guys will be state champions someday. Well, when these kids were in junior high, they won the Huskerland team state championship. And I remember one of them saying, well, we did it, Coach. And I said, no, you won a small one. I said, now you got to go out and get the big one. And they did. They stuck together. And, you know, the funny thing about these kids is they're students of the sport. Yesterday, 8:30 in the morning, I'm in a little kids tournament already. Tired, but I was there. I had my two boys wrestling and all of our kids club there. And at this tournament, one of the director come up and said, man, some of my officials didn't show up. They got stuck in Omaha. Can you help me out? And I said, boy, I don't know. My kids, 8:30 in the morning getting back after the state tournament, win a state title. I don't even know if they'll answer the phone. And I sent 5 text messages out within 30 seconds. I had 5 replies, yep, I'll be there, what time? And, you know, they're there reffing, keeping score. And just that's just the kind of kids they are. And you know, we've always preached team above self. And it's a wrestling family, and that's they believed it. The bottom line is they just believed it. So you got to get kids to believe, and then you got to have supportive parents.
Darren, I've got to ask you about Jack's match. It came down to the end, and you guys have so many highs down there. He wrestled great for you all year long. How's he doing after the match?
He's doing good. You know, there's a buffer there because we were able to win the team title because, right. You know, without him, we don't win it. And so as much as he wanted to be an individual champion, the fact that we won it as a team takes some of that sting away. But he's still, you know, it bothers him, but he's a good kid, and he's got bigger fish to fry, really. He's going to go play college football. But, yeah, it was a disappointment. I mean, he wrestled a great match and get down there that long. And the first lock hands penalty was legit. The second one, you know, I don't like to complain too much, but I didn't agree with it because he broke as soon as they were, you know, touching the mat. I don't know what else the guy wanted us to do, let go of him in midair and then get called for a slam or what. I don't know, but, you know, he just made a couple mistakes. And that's a guy that's a third-year wrestler, second-year varsity wrestler in the state finals. So, and he's been rock solid all year long. It's unfortunate that he chose that was the time he made those mistakes. But, like I said, without Jack, we don't bring home the hardware, so.
Well,
pretty decent. State runner-up's pretty decent for a third-year kid.
I can tell you
no doubt about
there's
it.
There's a kid that didn't start early, and hopefully we'll hear a lot more great things with Jack on and off the field
absolutely.
In and out of athletics. Coach, we'll let you get back to your day and enjoy another great year of a Wood River Wrestling. Enjoy the time here and enjoy this special moment.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for all your great coverage.
You bet, buddy. Take care. The head coach of the state champions in Class C of Wood River, Darren Waddington. Makes me hungry, Daddy. You know what? That's another thing. These kids can now eat. They can go out and eat a little bit. And it doesn't have to be necessarily, you know, what they've been on for the last 6 months.
No, they can go to the chicken coop.
Yeah, Kearney or Grand Island.
That's right.
It's kind of a choice for Wood River.
Perfect.
Pretty much in
kind Central
of in
City probably won't stop in Grand Island, but they might drive to
Grand Island to go to Grand Island.
They might.
Amherst, they just come down here.
That buck hunter deal. Might drive. I don't know if Grand Island's got the buck hunter.
Bet if Amherst comes into the chicken coop today, maybe even tomorrow. And say, hey, Colin, I'm a state champ. Might get a little something.
Balls of cheese. He's comping them. That's what Colin's doing at the Chicken Coop and Kearney.
These Amherst boys, if they'd get into some bull fries tonight at the Chicken Coop and Kearney, I know they would.
That's what's going on. Bull fries and french fries, only $5.99. Tonight only, 5 to 10 p.m. The Chicken Coop in Kearney. Hey, don't forget, this week's lunch specials going on. The pulled pork stuffed baked potato with a side salad. $5.99. That's this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The Kearney Chicken Coop. Don't forget Big Burger Night on Wednesdays. Both chicken coops, $5. Any of the burgers off the menu. Not a bad season house. Plus, great food and drink specials going on all day, all night long.
Go in and check out Big Monday Basketball tonight as we start getting wind up and wired for March Madness. We are here at the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Group's broadcast booth, coming back with the head coaches at Central City and Grand Island. Plus, NASCAR. After this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Holman One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Holman kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holman One Farms products. Click on the Holman One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holman One story.
Yeah.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sun, along with some developing clouds across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the mid-20s. Northwest winds will stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will become mostly clear with a low near 12. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 18.
ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where it is truck month at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Right now, come in and see the Laramie Longhorn, named the luxury truck of Texas. It's the only winner out of Texas, people, the Laramie Longhorn. Even non-Texans agree that this is a great truck. You can go in to Midway, and they're going to show you all the great trucks that they have, and they're going to bring home one for you. Take advantage of their owner loyalty incentives that'll knock your socks off. Come see and drive the new Silverado HD, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Over 30 new Silverados and Avalanches on hand. And if you want more information or to kind of preview it before you go in, I know it's sometimes it's a daunting task. Go to thinkmidway.com. Whether you're buying new, whether you're buying pre-certified used vehicle, whether you just need your vehicle worked on, they're going to get it going for you. Thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. That's Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Go see the Midway Auto Group.
Doug, I know people are trying to keep these coaches, you know, in central Nebraska at their schools, but Tyler Herman's name is going to be coming up, and there's going to be, you think they're going to fire the Scott coach for losing this year? Will his name appear for that job?
Obviously, Hildebrand's out. Obviously, you mean,
yes.
13 years. You out.
Wow. Runner-up trophy.
Omaha. You're losing to some little school called Central City? What, are you kidding me? Have you seen this? That's a Class C school. How do you lose to Central City? Darren Garfield, the head coach of the Central City Bison, joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, are you glad now that all that talk is over and you have proven that you, on the mat, your team, state champions once again? I don't know if you call it the big boy level, but at the next level.
Well, you know, it's been something that we've talked about for, you know, quite a long time, and we thought we had the talent to do it. So to actually see it come true is just kind of a neat deal, pretty special deal.
But to knock those guys off, how does that add to the excitement of ending a streak? I don't care if you ended Grant's streak back in the day in football or basketball, if you ended Wahoos. Cambridge's run, if you ended Wahoos in all these different sports, you guys crushed the run of 13 in a row. How special is that alone?
I think the as time goes on, it's going to be more and more of a big deal to our guys. It's a historic thing. It's historic, and you know, for me to sit here and try and downplay it would be foolish, because what we accomplished, I think, is something that is so far almost beyond our thoughts that it may take a little while before it all sinks in as to actually the magnitude of what we're able to do.
Obviously, as Coach kind of touched on this, you know, sometimes you'll say, well, hey, who won state back in 2004? You're going to remember who it was that broke the streak.
Well, you're the answer to a trivia question for years and years.
Well, there's a lot of trivia questions for Coach Garfield, like, you know, which Garfield's the better wrestling coach? You know, which Garfield's prettier? Which Garfield's smarter? Coach, what about that as well before we kind of break down your team? I mean, we just talked to Coach Waddington. You're running Central City. He is just as big a part over at Wood River. What about both of you bringing home the big hardware?
You know, if you could draw up a storybook thing, that would obviously be something that we could have tried to come up with. But, you know, in all real, you know, reality of it, you know, to see this coming would be unbelievable if you told me it was going to happen before the year. And, you know, the fact that we both be able to, you know, enjoying each other's accomplishment is something that my family's just enjoying the heck out of. And you know, we're very close with those Wood River coaches over there, our coaching staffs. We go to clinics together. We go to camps together. And to see us both be able to accomplish this is just an amazing thing.
Darren, you guys, when you're going for this team title, you talk about every round being so important, but pushing people through to those medal rounds. If I'd have told you before this tournament that 9 out of your 12 kids would get a medal, would you have taken the trophy and ran right then?
Definitely. I thought we needed 8, and it turns out that 9th one was huge for us. And then on top of it, the other aspect to this is we brought 12 bodies down there, and every single one of our 12 guys scored for us. We had a kid that we came in, 112-pounder, we brought there with a losing record. He's the only losing record to qualify. He comes in, he gets a big pin for us in the consolation round, scores 3 big points for us. So all 12 of our guys scoring points was just something that was just unbelievable, and they all contributed to this thing.
Central City State Champion Wrestling Coach Darren Garfield joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I want to talk about a match that you did not win, and that was the Connor Bowling-Thomas Gilman match. Was there ever any thoughts from Connor about moving to 125 or to do something different? I mean, here's a kid that had not lost a match in his high school career. Everybody dreams about being a four-timer. And I know there's the backlash of wanting to take on the best, but everybody was saying Gilman was way better than he was. I don't think that necessarily proved its way out. What about the thought process there from Connor as he approached that match that everybody knew was going to happen?
You bet. You know, at the start of the year when we had everybody in our lineup, we thought, you know, for us to be as successful as we can, we've got to have all of our guns in there. And that included having our 125-pounder Eric Knight. Now, Eric, with his body fat, was not able to get to 119. So going into the season, we established that's where we're going to go. Connor's going to go 19. Eric Knight's going to go 25. Regardless of where Thomas Gilman goes, that's where we're going. Throughout the duration of the season, right before Christmas break, Eric Knight suffered a knee injury. He tore his meniscus and then had to go undergo some surgery. So then we're looking at, you know, is Eric going to be healthy? If he's not, where do we need to put Connor to score the most points for our team if we have a chance at this thing? So I guess the only time we ever contemplated bumping him around was when Eric went down. But when Eric came back full go, wanted to see how he was going to handle himself, we put him in the lineup at the conference tournament. He wrestled well. And so then again, it becomes a no-brainer to us. That's where we have to go because we're not going to take points out of our lineup, you know, just to try and accomplish some other things. And, you know, Connor's such a selfless guy. You know, here he is, you know, undefeated in his career. He knows it's going to be a tough match wrestling Gilman. But for his teammates, for his school, he said he's going to 19 and we're going to take on the challenge head on and end up being the right move for us as a team.
Then you hear these crazy things out there. Is Gilman the best in the nation at that weight?
You know, he's in the rankings. I don't know where. I think he's in, you know, top 2, 3, somewhere around in there in the nation. So obviously a legit stud. I mean, he's a guy that's going to do amazing things in his career. He's going to be, you know, probably a Division I wrestler here in just a couple of years. So, you know, he's as good as it comes around in this area. And we've got a few other pretty good kids in the state of Nebraska with Austin Wilson and some of the others. But as far as the state of Nebraska goes, he's got to be up there with the best in the state.
Doug, without Eric Knight, they don't win a state title. Well, they got to get them all in there, and they got them all in there, and that's what allowed them to bring home that trophy.
And Jacob Anderson puts the cherry on top. It was, I suppose, a little ironic that he wrestles an Omaha Scut kid, but you do have a state champion. Quickly talk about Jacob.
He's just a tremendous kid. He came in, you know, has worked his tail off since he's been in our room. You know, here's a third place state medalist a year ago in Class C as a freshman, and I think he went 40-2 last year. And he comes in. He also, you know, we had a couple of guys had some knee injuries. He tore his meniscus early in the season, underwent surgery, so he missed about a month of the season, and he came back roaring. And just an unbelievable accomplishment for him to as a sophomore to accomplish that, and then be able to do it against a very talented wrestler Sackett from Omaha Scott. So just an incredible deal, and he scored a lot of points for us, and it's like you said, it's kind of the cherry on top there that we were able to get a state champion out of him.
When was the moment you knew that you had that trophy and we're going to take it back to Central City?
In the morning rounds on Saturday, when we went into Saturday morning up by 16 points. Now, I'm not a very smart guy. That's why I teach TE. But we had the points figured out that we needed to be up by 19 points going into the finals. So worst case scenario, even if Scott pinned their way through the state finals, they would only score them 18 points. So we needed to be up on them by 19 points going into those finals. And when we were up by 25 points going into the final round, we knew we had it in the bag.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your day. Congratulations on another state championship. We sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, guys, appreciate you having me on, and, it's a great day to be a Bison today, so thanks, guys.
You bet. Take care, Darren
Jeopardy.
Garfield.
Think about Jeopardy when they asked that question. Who was a coach at Central City when they ended that? Who is Darren Garfield?
There you go. There you go. They end a dynasty. A dynasty, I believe, is now what you can start to call Class A. We have seen this over the last, for a long time. One team gets to the top, and they tend to stay there. Congratulations to the Kearney Bearcats. They have maintained that a long time. They are the state runner-up. But I had a chance to pop into Lincoln East yesterday and saw, they were there three times. Millard there. Grand Island now is in the middle of that. Everybody has taken their cracks. And it was amazing when some of the people came up to me during the week and said, Grand Island's going to be better next year. Grand Island's going to be a lot better next year. They're going to win this state tournament by 100 points, and they're going to win it by more next year. There's so many expectations already put on. Coach Mike Shadwinkle of the Grand Island Islanders joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the expectation of 3 years ago was to be a state champion. Now everybody wants you to stay on top. Can you enjoy the moment?
Well, I don't think there's some people that want us to stay on top, but there's a lot of people that don't. So, I'm just thankful that Scott keeps, doing things that takes all the negative attention over to them, so everybody boos them and nobody's worried about us. So we've got some high expectations here, and things have been going real well for us the last few years. So we're certainly going to keep working hard and keep trying to ride this wave.
Mike, fans out there that are following Central Nebraska kids kept shaking their heads because that first day, every Grand Island and Kearney kid, win, 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 just back and forth. That was just the way it was supposed to go down there.
Well, I think so. It's a tribute to, how hard our kids have worked. And I know Coach McCann and the Kearney kids work hard. And, there's a lot of people that have put a lot of hard work in. And fortunately for us in Central Nebraska, it's been a great year for wrestling. I mean, obviously with all the classes and so much success coming out of Central Nebraska this year.
Coach, talk about the run through on Saturday. You, of all the teams, had it locked up after the first day, so that was never in doubt. Talk about the individuals and the way they progressed.
Well, obviously it's a game of trying to keep as many of your kids going as long as you possibly can. And I think probably the thing that I found most amazing and in this three-year title run, something that I've never seen us do, was have our entire group of kids still wrestling on Friday night. And, we've never had the entire group score points. The last 2 years, we've always had at least one kid get dumped out 0-2. So for us to be able to have to not only have every kid score points, but we had every single kid that we took down there win at least two matches and be wrestling on Friday night. So that was pretty amazing. And then we just kind of tried to keep our numbers as high as we could, pushing six to the finals and then trying to push as many of those kids in for third and just try to keep that string going was really what it was all about for us.
Mike,
and really, just keep our kids wrestling as well as we possibly could the entire time.
Mike, we can go through every one of these kids and get your comments on them, but one kid The heavyweight kid's got a great story for you. To come through and get third like he did, that you might have to write a book about that.
I know. It's been just an amazing story watching Daniel Fatella do what he's done and do it in such a short amount of time. You know, we talked to Daniel. You know, I've coached him in football for the last few years. And, you know, Coach Westerby and myself and Coach Reedy, we've been on him like crazy all through the fall and trying to get him out for wrestling. He actually came out and wrestled a little bit with us in the summertime last summer. And, you know, we had every expectation that he was going to come out for wrestling. And, you know, as the football season ended, I think some pressures from home started taking place and, you know, some things, you know, that I don't really need to elaborate on. But needless to say, he didn't come out for wrestling. And we just kind of kept bugging him and kept bugging him and kept bugging him all through the first half of the wrestling season. And finally, after Christmas, it was just, you know, we could tell how badly we needed a true heavyweight. And so we just kept pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. And finally, it worked. We got him. And so, you know, starting up real quickly after Christmas, we finally got him in the practice room. And, you know, it was just a daily improvement by him. It was amazing to see the kid. You know, it was like 1 week he'd lose to a kid, you know, get pinned by him in the first period. The next week we'd run into him and it'd be a two-point match. And then the next week he'd beat a kid that had beaten him. It just was amazing to watch his progress and how fast it took place. You know, we knew he was a great athlete. We knew he was capable of doing all that stuff, but just, you know, we were hoping to get him a state medal and for him to make that run on Friday and Saturday after losing his first match. I mean, he reeled off whatever it is, three, four, five, six, five matches in a row to come back and get third. It was amazing.
Coach, obviously, every year is different. This one had a lot more, as you mentioned to me afterwards. It was gratifying to be able to come through all the off-the-mat issues this year and still put it together here the last couple of weeks. Can you put that into words a little bit?
Well, you know, I think this really started coming together about 3 weeks ago. You know, some of the kids were starting to come off of suspensions and some of the that adversity was starting to come to an end. And to be able to kind of fight through that stuff, you know, really quite honestly, as a coach, I knew we were capable of winning it. And I knew that even if we lost a kid or two, that we still would have a chance to win it. But it was just a matter of we got to hold this thing together, hold it together. And it was just kind of funny how all of a sudden the last 3 weeks or so of the season, it wasn't an issue. It just, the kids just kind of came together. The focus really narrowed to what we were doing and narrowed our focus right into the last 3 weeks of the season. And all the pieces of the puzzle really kind of came together. And I think the kids were just so focused on going down there and really competing hard. And to me, it just felt like it was a huge, massive, you know, releasing of all the tension and, you know, frustration that we've been fighting through the last couple months.
Coach, as you look for the future, is it possible to score 300 points at the state meet?
I don't know. We kind of, you know, the first year we won state, we scored 252.5. And at that point, everybody was saying that the next year was going to be our best year. I'm speaking of last year, 2010. But everybody, this is going to be their best year. They've got all these seniors that are coming back, and you know, we had a great senior class last year. There's no doubt about it. And we kind of talked a little bit about 300 that might be possible. But you know, then we lost some things kind of fell apart. But I don't know if it's possible or not. It's going to have to be one of those just absolutely amazing, record-breaking kind of seasons where a team's going to have to come down to the state tournament and record probably 30, 35 pins, and you're going to have to put, I don't know, 9, 10 in the finals probably and win 8 or 9 of them, yeah. I'm guessing. And you're going to have a lot of third places with lots of pins. It's going to have to be a major bonus point kind of weekend to be able to pull something like that off.
Finally, Coach, didn't ask any of the other three, just a quick thought of there were some minor changes, especially the 10-mat feature down at Omaha. Now that that's passed and you've been there long enough and have had the state championships in a row, did you notice the changes? Were they good, bad in your eyes?
Well, I think having the early session for us, it was great
because we didn't have to weigh in till 8 in the morning. It gave us a little bit of wiggle room getting to the tournament. We didn't have to get up at the crack of dawn. You know, I think all of those things made it for a lot more enjoyable experience. The fact that, you know, the tournament flows a lot quicker with 10 mats. All of those things I'm extremely pleased with. I was very happy with, and I definitely wanted to stay that way. But I know having the late session, I know that especially on Friday morning, there wasn't a whole lot of time for the BNC guys to get on the mats and warm up and stuff like that. So I could see why maybe they weren't particularly happy, or maybe, I don't even know if they were, but I could see why maybe they might not be as excited and happy about it as I am. But, you know, I guess we'll see what it looks like next year when we flip sides, and we'll see what they do. I think the later start, or the earlier start on Friday night was nice, but I think that you could probably back off that BNC session and leave it starting at 6 o'clock, and then just having that extra hour in the morning I think would do enough to make up the difference for us and make it a little bit more comfortable for everybody.
Mike, if you were the coach at Central City and Thomas Gilman didn't shake your hand, would you have thought he was a poor sport?
I stayed away from that.
You know what? Knowing what I know, no. I don't. He's not a poor sport. You know, and I know Thomas, and I know all the other coaches. They may have a feeling one way or the other, but I just, you know, going to Minnesota and wrestling up there, going to Colorado and wrestling there, and spending as much time as we do out of state, there's lots and lots of states that just, it's not a big deal.
That's why I wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, for me, it's not a big deal. You know, I would much rather have a kid not come shake my hand if he's not going to come over, look me in the eye, and shake my hand like a man. You know, I hate it when kids come over and they're mad because they lost, and they come over and slap my hand, or they just kind of tap my hand, or they give me a backhand handshake or something like that. That's more disrespectful than not shaking my hand at all.
Well, Coach, man, you got it rolling there at Grand Island. It's always a pleasure working with you every season. And once again, enjoy it. They never get old. Congratulations, and we can't wait till next season.
Hey, I appreciate it. I got one thing for you for Daddy. Tim Higgins is kind of covering the last part of my class there, and he told me that you still owe him from that ref, from that baseball umpiring deal. You owe him a back-to-back behind-the-plate deal still.
I paid that. That is not true. I will deal with him.
Great story. Hey, Mike, thanks again, buddy.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Take care. You got those sewed up, didn't you?
I think I ripped my pants,
We're going to take a break and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay with us.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fauner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
Do you want to feel the rush? Well, jump out of your seat and haul in a great-tasting, low-calorie Diet Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew, it's got a bold taste, and its citrus charge will not only get you into the game, but keep you going to stay on top. Whether you and your friends are headed to the game, watching from the comfort of your own home, dominating your fantasy league, or listening to ESPN Radio, share that passion with Diet Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew. Diet tastes better on the mountain.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to searsauto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
One thing that fish find irresistible is live bait, like minnows. Problem is, their appetite gets them in trouble. Uh-oh. Fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying minnows and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and stinky, crawly, luscious bait that fish just can't resist. For all your fishing bait needs and summer water toys, see the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281. For repair and used boat sales, too, log on to theboathousegi.com.
Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live from back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right here. I want to remind you, why are you waiting for your prescriptions? It makes no sense, people. If you don't feel good, you want your medicine now. Don't come back in 2 hours. You say pharmacy, they're ready in 5 minutes or less. Why would you wait at a chain pharmacy? It makes no sense. Think about it. Transfers are easy to do. It just takes minutes. Best time of the year to get your prescriptions transferred to You Save Pharmacy. Low, low, low prices. Offer a wide variety of generic drugs. $10 for 100 days. Oh, is that correct? Let me check this. Oh, yeah, that is correct. That is right. $10 for 100 days. Accept all insurance plans offered in your area. Make the switch to faster service at lower price. Two-lane drive-through helps you as well. Free mail out and delivery, conveniently located on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen, or you can text your refill request. Send a text to 627-8432 and pick your refill up. Boom goes the dynamite. It's that simple. You Save Pharmacy, just south of Dairy Queen on 2nd Avenue.
You know, Daddy, we got to pick our words for the week.
Yes.
We've been giving away Big Daddy Deli combos folks out there. Here's what you do. Daddy picks a word. I pick a word. Merritt, our producer, picks a word. And you have to use them in an email to the program. The Dent Pomper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It can be a funny email. It can be a serious email. Long, short, poem, limerick, whatever. And whoever we pick up at the end of the week is going to get a large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, top of the hill in Kearney at 3905 North 2nd, or at two locations in Hastings, 610 East South, 801 West 2nd Street. Words of the week, ding dong. What are you going with?
Well, let me. I'm going to Merritt pick first.
You see? Oh, he stepped right up, Merritt. You see? He didn't even look at you when I said ding dong. See how that's working? You've moved up the chain here because I knew he would go right away. Merritt. Okay, he wants you to go first. What's your word?
Baloney.
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 Okay. What's your word?
This comes from the commercial that I've really enjoyed the last couple, 3 days.
And now, remember, use a word that, you know, people, yeah, come on. What's
it's a Miller Lite commercial. Okay. It is bronzer.
Bronzer, huh?
And when you see the tan guy.
I got it. No, I know what you're talking about.
Very nice.
So baloney, bronzer. Wow. Wow. I just realized what I said on the radio. I just realized what I said on the radio. Yes. Baloney bronzer. Ah, awesome. My word is Texas. So those are the three words. That ought to give you something to work with, folks. Bronzer, Texas, baloney. You put those three words in an email, send it to us, and somebody is going to win a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli this week. It's been a full show of wrestling. Folks, don't forget, sub-district boys basketball begins tonight. The way that it's done now, there's just no way to avoid this. Somewhere, there are going to be some districts and sub-districts that aren't fair and others that are just god-awful. You think about these play-in bunny bracket games and you think, oh, it's 3-16 against 2-15. Tonight at Kearney Catholic, 16-3 Burwell is playing as the fourth seed in this sub-district against 12-6 South Loop. 12-6. Okay? That's C2. Daddy, I want to run this down for you. Here are the records of the other five seeds, the fifth-seeded teams in all the other sub-districts. And I'll start at East and go to West. Freeman, 3-16. Palmyra, who I've had the opportunity to actually watch, 6-15. Friend, 3-16. Heartland and Blue Hill both have 4 wins. Louisville, 2-18. Shelby, 5-12. They don't even have a play-in game in the C27 up at West Point. Wakefield, 4-17 in basketball. Neely and Plainview play each other tonight. They each have 5 wins. Southwest, 3 wins. Bridgeport, 4 wins.
Ugh.
South Loop, 12 wins. I didn't mention anybody that had more than 5 wins, did I?
No.
All right. Palmyra, they had 6. Nobody with more than 6 wins. So that game tonight is at Kearney Catholic at 7. Ravenna, Shelton, and Arapaho, 17-4, 18-2, 19-3, are all in this sub-district. They say the projections are Shelton and Arapaho both have a chance to get wild cards if there are no upsets, like there were in girls basketball last week. But they all get going tonight, and best of luck to those teams as they move on. Nebraska's Andre Almeida, the co-Big 12 Rookie of the Week. Nebraska basketball getting an award, I think, for the first time this year from the conference. Obviously, they should. They've won 3 in a row.
Yeah, getting a little notoriety, getting talked about on the national scene. That's great to see. Hopefully, Wednesday night. Doc Sadler's saying, you want the games to become bigger. That's what we play for. And a lot of these teams run out, you know, Iowa State, Colorado, running out of things to play for. Hopefully, Nebraska with things to play for. The carrot still dangled in front of them. Hopefully, they continue to play well.
And 2 of those teams still to play.
Yes.
So that's nice. You know, Iowa State and Colorado and Kansas State Missouri.
Missouri, yes.
Nebraska 4-2 against the Big 12 South. They're already done with the South. 4-2 on their way out the door. Kansas has suspended point guard Tashawn Taylor tonight and indefinitely. They have a big Monday game tonight against Oklahoma State. The school did not specify the violation. Coach Bill Self saying that Taylor would continue practicing with the team until he was reinstated. Freshman Josh Selby and sophomore Elijah Johnson are the other point guards who are available. So there you go. He's suspended. Duke, the new number one team in the coaches' poll. AP poll still to come out. Connecticut's back on top in the women's poll after Baylor's loss. They fall to number 3. UNK baseball team, 3-1 against Wayne State. Great start. Great, great start to the season. Nebraska baseball, we mentioned, 3-1. Nebraska wrestling beat Iowa State yesterday. Loper softball team did not catch a win over the weekend when they went up to the North Country in Minnesota and played there in the crossover tournament. Bronco basketball teams at Hastings. When's the last time the Hastings women had to play in the play-in game? Well, they're the 9 seed, and they will go to Concordia tomorrow at 6. A little bit farther for the men. They're the 10 seed. They go to Morningside, which Mike Will will have for you tomorrow on 12:30 KHAS. The UNK men have clinched the final spot in the RMAC tournament. 2 exciting wins, and the Loper men and women will finish up the regular season taking on Chadron State at home on Saturday. Debbie Johnson, how long has she been here? How the heck did she already go over the 1,000-point mark in her career? Congratulations to her. And Tony, Tri-City Storm dropped a pair of games over the weekend. Plus, the USHL late last week announced their all-star. They're not having a game, but they announced an all-star team.
Yeah, Rick Pinkston actually made that team, but they're not having a
game. No game.
He made the all-star game that they're not having.
Yeah. So there you go. Also, folks, as Coach Waddington, and I knew this was the case, yesterday, little kids tournament's going on for wrestling. Folks, get your kids geared up at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got the name brands in every sport, and when it comes to wrestling, they've got Brute, Adidas, Asics, Mattman. They've got the singlets, the knee pads, headgear, and they've got shoes for all sports. As the spring sports season is upon us and winter sports are starting to wind down in the various sports, and swimming is this week, then basketball, and some teams obviously are already out, Misco's can set you up with what you need for soccer, for track, baseball, softball. Come in and get what you need at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Don't forget your 3 words for this week's email: Baloney, Bronzer, Texas. I promise not to say it in that order the rest of the week. Texas, baloney, and the other word, bronzer. We want to thank all four state championship coaches for joining us here, and for all the coaches and wrestlers that helped us, and always to all the coaches that are out there that help us cover our sports. Basketball now in full gear. We want to thank Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island, Darren Garfield, Central City, Darren Waddington, Wood River, Tyler Herman, Amherst. If you missed any of it, they'll be up on the podcast here shortly at ESPNSuperstation.com. Sean Callahan among our guests tomorrow, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, as Sean will be in Bullseye and Hastings tomorrow, Cunningham's Wednesday in Kearney, and Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island Thursday.
Seamus is also working on Nebraska basketball player for us tomorrow as well, hopefully fitting in time schedules with classes and things. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.